Okay. George Gershwin.
Manhattan.
On Coral FM. Okay, so now I'm on to my next phase here. And I was at this jazz club twice. It's called Small. It's a little basement jazz club. It's very, very cool. Lots of players sit in, and they have jam sessions all the time, including late night jam sessions, all kinds of stuff. And when I was there, I went to this tap jazz session where the tap dancers sort of, they tap with the players, with the jazz musicians. It's very, very cool. And I met Michaela Marino Lerman, and she's very famous. So she got her start dancing on Sesame Street at the age of 5, and she hasn't stopped since then. She studied with the late Gregory Hines and Buster Brown and James Samuel Smith, all the big tap dancers in New York. She's been on TV, all kinds of stuff. Again, go online, look her up, Michaela Marino Lerman. Now, this is live at Small's. We're on location. This is during the jam session, actually. We're standing in the back room, which is a very interesting place, I must say. So here's my interview with Michaela Marino Lerman.
We are live at location at Small's in New York City.
Yeah.
And I'm here with Michaela. Michaela, what's your last name?
Marino Lerman.
Michaela
Marino Lerman.
Just before we get started, I just need a little background on yourself.
Sure. I'm a New York native. I grew up in Greenwich Village. I grew up about 3 or 4 blocks from this club at Small's.
Wow.
And I've been tap dancing since I was 5 years old. I started at a school called Woodpeckers, which was located in Soho. And this was kind of like the tap center, tap mecca at the time. And it was there that I got to meet and be exposed to some of the master tap dancers, like Gregory Hines, Buster Brown, Jimmy Slide.
So what made you decide to become a tap dancer?
Him, Gregory.
Really?
I saw him when I was 5.
Right.
When I was in the movie Tap.
Okay. And I was going to say, did you see the movie Tap? That why?
That was it.
That was amazing. That movie was amazing.
Yeah. My mom loved old films, like Fred Astaire and Nicholas Brothers. She showed me those. I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was seeing Gregory in Tap that really did it for me. And so I went up at the school, and he would, Woodpeckers, and he would be practicing there. His son took lessons there. And so it was just kind of an unbelievable situation of the stars being aligned that I had wanted to take tap, and we found this school, and there he was, and so he really became a mentor for me.
How long have you hosted the session at Small's?
We've been here for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've modeled this session after another session that I grew up going to. At a place called Swing 46, and that was hosted by Buster Brown. And that's kind of where Buster Brown and Gregory were my biggest two mentors, and this is where I learned how to improvise and about music and everything. So I've tried to create this session cut from that cloth.
I gotta ask you a question. So when you're tapping up there, do you go with the players,
all right,
or do they go with you?
Both. It's a constant conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like you're the solo. You're the soloist. You fill in for the, you know, the tenor sax or the, you know,
right.
soprano, whatever, and it's amazing. I have that. How long did it take you to learn this skill?
I'm still learning. Still learning. I'm learning every day. But to give a little scope, I started when I was 5, and I was working professionally at 12.
Okay. What have you been doing?
I've traveled all over the world, teaching and performing. I
Where?
I was in Barcelona for about 6 months. Barcelona and Madrid. Working on a show there with a flamenco dancer.
Oh, I don't know if you can answer that, this or not, but maybe you can. Where does the tradition of tap jazz come from? Like, when
tap
did...
dance?
Tap jazz. Like, tap when did... Like, this is the first time I've ever... Like, I've never seen tap jazz before.
It's, well... it's not, I wouldn't specifically call it that. Tap.
What would you,
tap?
What would you call
it? And jazz kind of grew up together. They're okay. They're both art forms that came out of New Orleans during, this time where slaves were meeting Congo Square and all this creation was happening. And tap specifically, was created between the Africans and the Irish indentured servants. And it was at this time, in the meeting of Congo Square every Sunday, that it was the only opportunity for the slaves to express their woes and their hardships. And this is kind of where tap... This is where tap started. In Congo Square.
Okay, and then the sort of the genre just sort of came together?
Yeah, the two came together. I think, honestly, I mean, you talk to a jazz musician, they'll say tap came from jazz. You talk to a tap dancer will say tap. Jazz came from tap.
So, okay, I met Mitch. I haven't met the, like, so how did the tap sessions come to be at Smalls?
I was coming here late night with a friend of mine, Joseph Wiggin, and we would sit in at the late night jam sessions all the time. And after months of doing that and getting to know everybody here, my friend Joseph was speaking to Spike and said, "You should have a tap dance jam here." And Spike was open to the idea, and Joseph said, "You should have my friend host it." Because he knew my connection
with
Buster and, and that jam session. And he was about to go on tour anyway, so he passed this along to me, and I said, sure.
And that's how it came to be.
That was it.
Wow,
and
years
it started
later.
It started once a month, and then it became twice a month, and now it's weekly.
I was going to say, how many times a week? Once a week?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. You teach. You also teach. Just tap?
Just tap.
Just tap. Okay. Do you have plans for more tap jazz sessions? I guess what's in the future for you for plans? What would you
like
to do?
For me, well, this I'd love to just keep this going. This is one of my favorite things to do. This
when
is
I hear
best.
This is like the place to come in New York. For jazz.
Yeah, so. This is like and for tap dance to have a home here is like. I'm forever grateful for that. So definitely want to keep that going. I also run sessions down the street at Fat Cat.
Oh, I've been to Fat Cat. Okay, so when do you do sessions?
That's more like
there?
Once a month.
Okay.
And then in terms of my long goals or whatever, I have a company and I just want to create more work as a choreographer.
What's your company?
It's called Soul Society.
Okay.
It's like S-O-L-E. Like
yep.
Souls of your
family.
And, you know, I just want to keep creating more choreography with them and, you know, try to use a lot of original tunes from different musicians that I like. I did something with Marcus Strickland's quartet.
Okay.
I choreographed to all his original music. And I want to do more projects like that. I just want to incorporate... this kind of new and modern community of jazz musicians and tap. I want to keep bridging the gap.
I think it's amazing. Like,
yeah.
You know, like jazz and tap? Really? Wow. Last time I saw that was in Tap, the movie Tap. So when I came down here the other day and John said, we got to go to Smalls. You know, I got to sit in and play. So he comes in, I guess, every once in a while, plays the flute and the tenor sax. Last question. Do you have a favorite song? Can I play your favorite song?
Do I have a favorite song? That's so hard. I love so many songs, but one of my favorites is Round Midnight.
Around midnight?
Yeah.
Okay, I will play that for you.
Thank you.
It's been such an honor and a privilege to talk to you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Down in New York City at Small. Thank you.
So yeah, John likes to sit in on and, you know, play flute on jazz sessions around New York. So that was lots of fun for me. Anyway, that's so that was before that, Miles Davis, Round Midnight for Michaela Marino Lerman. And again, look her up on Google. She's quite famous. She's been tap dancing a long time. And I wish her all the best. So it was a lot of fun for me to do these interviews. So much fun.